Neil, congratulations. That was an emphatic result, an emphatic performance from your side.
It was. I think that's the best we've played all season. I think we've created chances, and this time we've put the chances away in the back of the net. And it's been a great day, scoring lots of goals and keeping a clean sheet as well, which is more pleasing, which is excellent.
And off to a terrific start. So get yourselves in front early on, it must have settled everybody down, that.
Well, it always seems to does. I think when we seem to get that first goal, it seems to put a spring in our step, and we got a good reaction off the crowd as well, which was great, and they got behind the team really good today, and I think they've enjoyed their team's performance.
It was a terrific header, wasn't it, for the first two, and a beautiful delivery.
It was. We try our best to try and score goals at set plays as much as we possibly can, and Tom's lost his man, a great ball in from Jim, and it's put us on its way, which is great.
And then to capitalise on that so quickly, get a second within, 10 minutes of that must have been terrific for you, wasn't it?
I thought our attacking play was really sharp and really bright, and we moved the ball on and created a couple of chances after that. And luckily, which we haven't been doing in the past, is we've put the ball in the back of the net, and Brad's scored two great goals.
Played a superb feed, didn't he, today, Brad Potts? He was man of the match. He seemed to run the show for you in midfield.
Well, that's good. He's owed us a good performance. He's been off colour the last couple of games, and he's back on song today, along with the rest of the team. And I thought the rest of the team were excellent from start to finish.
How pleasing is that for you, that by your admission just then, you're perhaps a little bit off colour, but you stuck with him and showed him some faith, and he's rewarded you, hasn't he?
Well, he certainly has. I think, nothing was really said before Christmas. He's had a very, very good close relative die, and it's been a tough time for him. And he's come through that now excellent, and we supported him all the way. And we've got a tremendous performance out of him today with two goals, which is an extra bonus.
And your side kept going, didn't they? Didn't want to just to be happy with two or with three or with four. They just kept going for more.
Well, the chances were always going to come, I think. Scunthorpe had to take a little bit of a chance to try and get back into the game, so just have to get that pass off to miss the midfield out more against the back four, and we've created a fair few chances, and thankfully we've stuck the ball in the back of the net on a few times.
And the first goal for the club for Danny Fillerskirt, that will do him a world of good.
No, that was great. It was really unselfish play by Brad to knock him in, and that's the kind of finisher he is. Given half a chance, he'll stick it in the back of the net, so that's great. He's off and running, and David Norris is off and running as well with his first goal as well, which is great.
That partnership up front, obviously it's a very new partnership, but you feel as though it's got potential the makings to serve you well?
Well, there were a handful. I think they've worked hard and worked the two centre-halves very hard for Scunthorpe, and created lots of opportunities, not only for themselves but for the rest of the team. And as I say, they've been a thorn in Scunthorpe's defence all day, to be fair.
It looked like a particularly difficult pitch to play on. You have to adapt your style of play today.
I think the pitch has been fantastic. We had two games last week, one against Port Vale, and Carlisle played here. And it's going to be a little bit wet. We've had lots of rain, and Stan, the groundsman, has really looked after it, and he nurtures it. And I thought the pitch played really well today.
What's the key to getting some consistency now, Neil? Because it seems to be a run of wins and then a run of defeats. I mean, how can you kind of stop
that?
Well,
it's peaks and troughs. You know, we've gone on runs, undefeated runs, and lost games. And so we just have to close them little gaps up if we possibly can. And if we can start a little run myself, which is excellent. But if we play to that tempo and we play with the positivity that we played today and defend also smartly and using our brains, then we've got a good chance of going on a little run myself.
Yeah, does the clean sheet please you as much as the five goals in some ways?
It does, and Colin's made a great save in the end to keep that clean sheet. And as I say, I thought the back four played really well today. They've defended as well as what they can do. And when they've been breached, Colin's pulled off a couple of... Well, at least one good save anyway. The rest are average saves for him, I suppose, into his feet and into his body, which is great. And it's always pleasing when you keep a clean sheet, but it's more pleasing that we've scored a fair few goals today.
What can a result like this, an emphatic nature of a result like this, do for your team, do you think, potentially?
Well, it can give us confidence. I think we seem to be on a roller coaster, like you said, about the defeats and the wins and stuff like that. We have to try and have that little bit of consistency and try and pick some points up on a regular basis, not just three games here and three games there defeats. We have to be a little bit more consistent, and that's what we'll be looking for, and that's a great start today.
Is that looking for a run of unbeaten games, perhaps, is what you're saying?
Well, we've got some difficult games, haven't we? We've got some difficult games coming up, but we have, before the three defeats, we had 1-3 before that. So we know how to win games, and if we're nice and solid like we were and we put the chances away, that gives us a good chance to carry on the run.
You've got a decent run of fixtures here, haven't you, in the coming weeks? I think you've got quite a few games, I believe.
Well, it was always important to try and pick up points at home, because our home form is much better than our away form is. And we've continued that today, and we're happy with the performance, and I'm happy with the boys' commitment and drive and tempo that they played, and they've showed what a good team they are today.
Nice to have a smile on your face after a good performance like that.
Well, I try to smile as much as I possibly can, and it's always nice to smile even bigger and smugger when you win 5-0 at home.